At the top of the news this Monday evening, Pope Benedict XVI today addressed the Corps of Diplomats accredited to the Holy See, telling the ambassadors from 176 countries and various international organizations that diplomacy is the art of hope, Philippa Hitchin reports.
La préoccupation de la communauté internationale continue à être vive pour le Moyen-Orient.
Speaking to the diplomats in French, Pope Benedict focused on areas of concern around the world, beginning with the Middle East, where he urged Israelis and Palestinians to work for the implementation of commitments made at the recent Annapolis Peace Conference. He urged the international community to give strong support to both these peoples and to understand their respective sufferings and fears as they seek a solution that respects the rights of all in the troubled region.
Comment ne pas être proche du Liban dans les épreuves et les violences qui continuent à secouer ce cher pays?
Elsewhere in the Middle East, Pope Benedict spoke of the need for dialogue and reconciliation in Lebanon, where he urged political leaders to put aside particular interests and pledge themselves to the path of peace and stability. In Iraq, too, he called for reconciliation and appropriate constitutional reforms to safeguard the rights of minorities, including the Christian community. The international community, the Pope said, must be generous in its aid to the refugees and displaced people fleeing the violence, as well as to those host countries trying to provide for their needs. Pope Benedict also expressed his support for efforts to resolve the issue of Iran's nuclear program, calling for measures which increase mutual trust and promote the common good of the whole human family.
Élargissant notre regard à tous les continents asiatiques, je voudrais attirer votre attention sur quelques autres situations de crise, sur le Pakistan en premier lieu.
Turning his thoughts towards Asia, Pope Benedict spoke of the current crises in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Sri Lanka and Myanmar, urging an end to violence and the construction of a new era of peace and respect for the rights and freedoms of all people in the region.
Me tournant maintenant vers l'Afrique, je voudrais en premier lieu redire ma profonde souffrance en constatant combien l'espérance semble presque vaincue par le sinistre cortège de faim et de mort qui se poursuit au Darfour.
In Africa, Pope Benedict reiterated his deep anguish over the menacing sequence of hunger and death that continues to unfold in Darfur. He prayed that the joint UN-African Union force will bring aid and comfort to the suffering populations in that war-torn region of Sudan. Elsewhere in Africa, he urged greater efforts to promote lasting peace in the Democratic Republic of Congo, in the Somali capital of Mogadishu, and in Kenya, where the bishops have appealed for an end to the recent outbreak of violence.
L'accueil chaleureux des Brésiliens est encore vibrant dans mon cœur.
In Latin America, Pope Benedict recalled his recent visit to Brazil, where he met with church leaders from right across the continent. In the economic and social sphere, the Pope noted what he termed eloquent signs of hope for this continent, urging increased cooperation between countries, the resolution of internal conflicts, and a consensus on gospel values as the basis of a just society. Recalling devastating natural disasters which have struck Mexico and Central America recently, as well as countries of Africa, Asia and Oceania, Pope Benedict underlined the importance of joint efforts to alleviate such suffering. Quoting from his recent encyclical Spes Salvi, he said the true measure of humanity is essentially determined in relationship to suffering and to the sufferer.
Mesdames et messieurs les ambassadeurs,
in concluding his address, Pope Benedict stressed that security and stability in our world still seem fragile, highlighting the fact that peace and freedom must be solidly anchored in the natural law given by God the Creator to be shared among all peoples. This conviction, he said, gives direction to all the Holy See's efforts to promote intercultural and interreligious dialogue. Recalling with pleasure the recent letter from 138 Muslim leaders, the Pope said the Holy See attaches particular importance to its participation in high-level dialogue to promote understanding, cooperation and peace. The exercise of religious freedom, he stressed, must be universally respected, and the integrity of the family as the basic cell of society must be defended.
Je ne peux pas ne pas déplorer une fois encore les attaques continuelles perpétrées sur tous les continents contre la vie humaine.
Deploring once again the continual attacks perpetrated against human life, Pope Benedict stressed that the new frontiers in bioethics do not require us to choose between science and morality. Rather, they oblige us to a moral use of science.
Un usage moral de la science.
Finally, the Pope noted that peace is a commitment and a manner of life which must satisfy the legitimate aspirations of all people, guaranteeing access to food, water, medical technology, and security in a world free from nuclear proliferation or other weapons of war and destruction. I'm Philippa Hitchin.